So the question I received was, what is Benjamin in the Lord? And I pointed out that this is such a big question that I really don't have any confidence at all of being able to answer it satisfactorily. But what I feel I can say something about perhaps is what Benjamin might be in the Lord as the Word. It seems that this is perhaps a little bit more accessible. So to understand what Benjamin represents, we need to have a sense of what Joseph represents, for these two go together. Although it is Benjamin that is able to be seen less obscurely than Joseph. So I offer the following as a working definition of what these things mean, in particular in terms of our own internal process or how we might experience what's described here in the text within our own life as we practice the Word. So I'll begin just to give a little bit of a context through, and I'm going to do that but just by reading Genesis chapter 35 verses 16 to 20, and then reading what the Arcana has to say in summary of those verses in relation to its internal sense. And so the Arcana reading is from the Arcana Celestia number 4584. And I'm reading from the Concordant Literal Version of the Old Testament. So Genesis 35, 16 to 20. And journeying is Jacob from Bethel, and it comes to be still some distance overland to come to Ephrath. And bearing is Rachel, and hard is she having it in her bearing. And coming is it, as she has it hard in her bearing, then saying to her is the midwife, you must not fear, for this, moreover, is a son for you. And coming is it, when forth fares her soul, for she died, that she is calling his name Benoni. Yet his father calls his name Benjamin. And dying is Rachel, and is being entombed on the way to Ephrath. It is now Bethlehem. And setting up is Jacob a monument over her tomb. It is the monument, the tomb of Rachel, till today. And then the Arcana Celestia number 4584 says this. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was still a tract of land to come to Ephrath. And Rachel brought forth and suffered hard things in her bringing forth. And it came to pass in her suffering hard things in her bringing forth, that the midwife said unto her, fear not, for this also is to thee a son. And it came to pass, as her soul was going forth, that she was about to die. And she called his name Benoni, and his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died, and was buried in the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. And Jacob set up a pillar upon her grave. This is the pillar of Rachel's grave, even to this day. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was still a tract of land to come to Ephrath, signifies that now was the spiritual of the celestial. Joseph is the celestial of the spiritual. And Rachel brought forth and suffered hard things in her bringing forth, signifies the temptations of interior truth. And it came to pass in her suffering hard things in her bringing forth, signifies after temptations. That the midwife said to her, fear not, signifies perception from the natural. For this also is to thee a son, signifies spiritual truth. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, that she was about to die, signifies a state of temptations. And she called his name Benoni, signifies the quality of this state. And his father called him Benjamin, signifies the quality of the spiritual of the celestial. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, signifies the end of the former affection of interior truth. This is Bethlehem, signifies in place thereof the resurrection of a new spiritual of the celestial. And Jacob set up a pillar upon her grave, signifies the holy of spiritual truth that would rise again there. This is the pillar of Rachel's grave, even to this day, signifies the state of the holy forever. So Joseph, as we read, is the celestial of the spiritual, or good that is a product of rational or spiritual truth. This truth is above our comprehension, like the light we see by, but can't actually see. So it illuminates, but in itself is not illuminated. From this comes a certain quality of good that inflows into the human mind to give support to the Lord's love for the salvation of the human race. Ultimately, this is all the Lord is interested in. So what might Joseph be? Perhaps he is the gentle desire or prompting to engage with the Word as a basis for self-examination and repentance. So then we come to the Word and begin to engage with it through the sense of the letter. And there is a delight for the things found there, for the stories carry a strong appeal in themselves. So perhaps this delight for them, for those stories, is a kind of good that is represented by Jacob at work within us. But if the Lord's love for the salvation of the human race is to find fulfillment, we can't remain in the sense of the letter, for this is natural, bound to historicals belonging to the outer world of space and time. So the good represented by Joseph, what is of a celestial quality and so is focused on the salvation of the human race, continues to work in us. And Rachel, who represents the affection for interior truths, but here with a strong maternal hereditary element, is thrown into labor. These interior truths are within the maternal body, but cannot remain so. They have to be separated out so that they can live. The body within which such truths are to be found is one's historical faith, that which has been inherited through tradition. For mother in the word represents the external church. A faith received unconsciously must be made conscious if it is to become saving. But the separation of what is interior from the grip of natural affectional ties cannot occur without the pain of struggle and temptation. The understanding of truth that had served up to the point of it being cast off knows only the pain of its loss. That which is born from the perspective of the maternal aspect of one's historical faith is called Benoni, which means son of my pain or sorrow. For the birth of a son represents the birth of a new understanding of truths from the Word. And this is born from their practice and application to the interior states of life, the life of the mind. Now, when the things of the Word begin to be understood apart from their historical container, in a way where they can actually address the affectional and thought life belonging to human states of mind, this is recognized by the good present, by Jacob, or the Father in the natural, through which the true quality of the Son is acknowledged. For born is the Lord's arm of salvation, which appears to be of a natural origin, but is, of course, of a celestial or divine origin. This is the spiritual celestial man, or an understanding of truths from the Word that addresses the interior things of life. It is identified as such by being called Benjamin, or the son of my right hand, which is described as spiritual truth, which springs from celestial good and consequent power. That's in the Arcana Celestia 4592. The good referred to here is represented by Joseph. Benjamin is the truth from that good, and so represents the understanding of truths that arise from their practice, which is the only form of truth that saves.